Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
New political entrants John Sangwa and Dolly Kabanda join hands. Israel ready to help Zambia overcome drought-induced challenges in agriculture. In international news, Simone Babo rallies women for presidential bid in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. And in sports news, Japan reached knockout stage following victory against Zambia under 17 national team in the FIFA under 17 Women's World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanje Mulenga. New political entrant Dolly Kabanda has joined the John Sangwa-led National Movement for National Renewal, NMNR. This came to light when State Council John Sangwa announced on his social media platform that Ms. Banda had joined his movement. Mr. Sangwa is therefore asking Zambians of their view on the matter. Meanwhile, Ms. Banda has stated that change begins with the people and has since expressed happiness in joining hands with the leader of the movement. She further called on Zambians to work hand in hand for a brighter and stronger nation. In a separate development, Lupososhi Member of Parliament hopeful for 2026 polls and gospel musician Kings Mumbi says the UPND has not failed but performed according to its capacity. Mr. Mumbi says it is difficult for anyone to perform beyond capacity, stressing that the ruling party has performed well according to its capacity. Speaking when he featured on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Mumbi emphasized the importance of assessing actions based on capacity, saying leaders should focus on their responsibilities and let the people judge their performance. Meanwhile, he said he intends to prioritize youth empowerment, transparency, and community-driven development projects if elected, adding that his goal is to bridge the gap between leadership and the people. Mr. Mumbi, who is an influential gospel artist, said his background in music and ministry has taught him the importance of service, humility, and moral leadership values he believes are essential in public office. He further urged the leaders to maintain close contact with their communities, listen to their concerns, and work with them to find sustainable solutions.
It is according to their capacity. So what they have done so far, it is according to their capacity. Okay, that's what they can handle. Have they succeeded? It is people to judge. Mm-hmm. Leaders don't point out such things. I can only lay to say, this is what's supposed to be done. If it is done or not done, you can judge that. Well, currently, yes, they have said they have taken CDF.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, the current MP there is an opposition leader.
Mm-hmm.
So, sitting with him will be cardinal to learn, and why he has never done few things that people are pointing at.
Mm-hmm. In a separate development, Israeli Ambassador to Zambia, Ofra Fari, has disclosed that Israel stands ready to share her agriculture expertise to help Zambia overcome drought-induced challenges as well as address poor water management. Ambassador Fari underscored Israel's agriculture achievement, stating that the country is known for its success in farming under dry conditions. She has therefore expressed her country's keen interest to collaborate with Zambia through technology transfer, training, and agriculture partnerships.
For many, many years, dozens of years, bringing Israeli precise technology. So this is my idea. To come, you know, we come from an arid country. We don't have water. Most of our agriculture is in under 200 millimeters. Some of it is under 100 and even under 50 millimeters a year. And here in a drought year, the numbers that were thrown, like 350 millimeters, we would love to have it on a yearly basis, but we don't have it. So when we are providing our knowledge, you can see that it's visible. It's only about water management. Other Israeli companies that they hope this will come in, like Nura, that brings together accelerate Israeli startups that hooks to agritech and other issues.
In a separate development, more than 50 pieces of railway line have been vandalized and stolen from the Livingstone Mulovezi line in Mulovezi district. According to police, the theft happened near Delevu railway station, where unknown people are allegedly to have removed and buried the rails about 1 kilometer from the scene. The incident was reported by Zambia Railways Police Superintendent Fanuel Kesho of Livingstone after receiving a tip-off from an informer who witnessed the act. Police officers from Simonga Police Post quickly moved in and managed to recover 52 rails, which have since been secured at the post. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Oxensho Daka confirmed the incident and said a docket of vandalism had been opened. He said investigations are underway to identify and arrest the suspects. Mr. Daka has appealed to members of the public to report anyone involved in vandalizing public infrastructure to the nearest police station. In another development, the Zambia Institute of Chartered Accounts, ZICA, has reaffirmed its commitment to promoting sustainability and effective risk management as key pillars of good corporate governance and economic resilience. Speaking during a training workshop in Livingstone, ZICA Chief Executive Officer Anthony Wembia said the institute recognizes that sustainability and risk management help strengthen accountability and build investor confidence. Mr. Wembia said ZICA continues to promote integrated reporting that connects financial performance with environmental, social and governance outcomes. He added that the institute is enhancing risk management frameworks by encouraging risk-based approaches in auditing and financial management. He also said ZICA is working with regulators and other partners to align Zambia's reporting standards with international sustainability frameworks, such as those developed by the International Sustainability Standards Board. Mr. Wembia noted that the role of accountants is expanding beyond financial reporting to include sustainability communication that supports access to green financing and participation in carbon markets.
Climate change, social expectations shaped by economic uncertainty and government reforms characterize the environment. As financial professionals, therefore, you stand at the center of this transformation. The role of the profession has expanded beyond financial reporting to include how organizations identify, manage, and disclose risks that affect their profitability and long-term value creation. ZICA understands that sustainability is no longer a mere add-on to corporate strategy. It is a fundamental component of business resilience and long-term success.
In international news, Cameroon's top court on Wednesday dismissed all petitions against October's presidential election, paving the way for the declaration of final results. The Constitutional Council's decisions are final and not subject to appeal. 10 petitions challenging the October 12th exercise were sent to the Council. They included allegations of ballot stuffing, intimidation and illegalities. The council argued that the petitioners failed to produce sufficient evidence to back their claims. On Wednesday, candidate Issa Chiroma repeated his claim that he won the vote, saying he would not accept any other results. Unofficial results have shown Inkibet President Paul Biya in the lead. Sporadic protests have broken out in several cities, including Garoua, in Cameroon's north, the hometown of Chiroma. The council has until Sunday to proclaim the final results. Still in international news, in Yopougon, a popular district in Abidjan, the former First Lady of the Ivory Coast, Simone Ehivet Babo, held a campaign rally this Wednesday, October 22nd, focusing on mobilizing women. Under a blazing sun, several hundred women dressed in the colors of Generations Capable Movement, MGC, responded to the call of their leader. A candidate in the 2025 presidential election, Simone Babo, is counting on the mobilization of women and youth to support her political project. We monitored African News.
In Yopougon, one of Abidjan's most vibrant neighborhoods, the former First Lady of Ivory Coast, Simone Ehivet Babo, led a dynamic women's rally under the blazing sun. Hundreds of women, proudly wearing the colors of the Generations Capable Movement, gather to hear her speak about the crucial role of women in politics. The various meetings in the interior of the country and in Abidjan